Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. An Oneida County judge has sentenced a man to 8 years in prison for an attack inside a Northwoods hospital. 70-year-old Joseph Buza was found guilty of holding a medical worker against her will. The incident happened in an exam room at the Marshfield Clinic in Minocqua last year. Buza's wife, Jillian, was also arrested, but she said she had no idea he was planning to use a hatchet, a meat tenderizer, and a loaded gun inside the medical facility. Minocqua police think painkiller withdrawal for the wife led to the incident. And a Marathon County judge has appointed a specialist to examine an arson defendant's claim of mental disease or defect. Police say 32-year-old Aziz Hakim admitted he burned down the Rainbow Coin Laundry in April. Hakim reportedly told them he was upset because the owner of the business told him to remove his clothing. The Wausau fire also destroyed a flower shop. Hakim has pleaded not guilty to 2 felony and 4 misdemeanor charges. And 2 people charged in the death of a newborn baby will be going to trial. 22-year-old Marilyn Fair and 19-year-old Alan Rice entered not guilty pleas during a Wednesday appearance in Wood County Circuit Court. The baby was found wrapped in a towel inside a garbage bag inside Allen's car on April 6th. Fair is charged with homicide and both are charged with child neglect. The mother admits hitting the infant's head on the toilet several times in an effort to kill him. Wisconsin legislators are wrestling with what to do about transportation funding, and a similar issue is happening in Michigan. Advocates for public transit are sounding the alarm about Michigan House's transportation budget. Suzanne Potter has more.
The budget proposal would trim $36 million from public transit programs and related services in order to preserve funding for road repairs and lower gas taxes. The cuts include 70% of the funding for senior dial-a-ride shuttle vans, which could lead to 350,000 fewer trips per year. Megan Owens with the nonprofit community group Transportation Riders United, or TRU, says the cuts would hit seniors, people with disabilities, and lower-income families the hardest.
The budget that they passed last week would dramatically cut back on many of those services, leaving possibly tens of thousands of people struggling to get where they need to go just because they don't personally drive. So we're very concerned about those cuts.
The budget proposal also eliminates funding for a van pool program designed to reduce congestion, cuts funds to local bus agencies, and reduces state funding for new buses. Republican House leaders have said they want to dedicate existing gas taxes solely to road projects. That's a change from current practice that diverts some of the fuel tax money to the general fund to help pay for things like education and law enforcement. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And a $250,000 state grant will serve as seed money for a redevelopment project at the former Oscar Mayer plant in Madison. The former garage and machine shop will be divided into 4 suites for retail businesses. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced the grant to the city on Tuesday. A new business is already moving into one of those suites, and the building owners say they are close to signing 2 more tenants. And it might not be too long until the next generation of spacecraft is powered by the Vortex rocket engines built in central Wisconsin. The Vortex will be used to push the SNC Dream Chaser, a spacecraft which is set to begin servicing the International Space Station in 2021. Sierra Nevada Corporation has a facility in Middleton. The company has brought 250 high-tech engineering and manufacturing jobs to Wisconsin. And Milwaukee police say people living nearby called 911 when they heard a would-be burglar breaking out a glass of a nearby car dealership auto. 14-year-old suspect was arrested Wednesday after a police dog tracked him to a storage closet. The manager of Diamond Jim's says the teen used a chunk of concrete to break the window. Video surveillance showed him hunting for car keys. When he realized the building was surrounded by police, he tried to hide. Weather forecast for this afternoon. Look for skies to be sunny with a high near 69 degrees and breezy. Tonight clear, low 46. Friday some scattered showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Friday night showers likely, low around 52. Saturday chance of afternoon showers, mostly cloudy, high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.